Although domestic production is a key element of the Bush administration's energy policy, the White House has reversed course in Montana. The Interior Department will announce today that it is suspending a $1 million environmental review and will not allow natural gas drilling along Montana's Rocky Mountain front. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The front is where the steady march of Rocky Mountains finally folds up and begins to flatten out into the eastern plains. It's a haven for elk, bighorn sheep, and grizzly bears, and it's been at the very center of the administration's push to boost domestic oil and gas production in the West. But according to the Bureau of Land Management's own public comment process, most Montanans don't want the place drilled. Because of its wildlife and recreational values, the front was declared off-limits to drilling 7 years ago by the Forest Service. But when President Bush took office, the White House ordered the BLM across the West to remove any and all impediments to oil and gas development. Last year, the agency approved applications to drill along the front on leases that had been grandfathered in. But as the required environmental review began, the public and conservation groups weighed in with substantial opposition. Now the decision to consider drilling has been reversed, according to Marty Ott, Montana's BLM director. He says the word came from the highest levels of the agency, but Ott himself has watched locally as the BLM's reputation and budget were strained by the process. He now aims to shift his agency's resources to less controversial prospects in the state. It's largely unknown how much gas is economically recoverable under this part of the front. All but one test well drilled in the 1980s were eventually plugged and abandoned. Although Montana is solidly in the Bush column in the coming presidential election, drilling along the front has been an issue in the state's gubernatorial campaign, and it's divided the state's two U.S. senators. The Republicans favor development. The Democrats are seeking a buyout of the leases to permanently protect the area. While a decision not to drill the front has been labeled common sense by environmentalists, it's a symbolic reversal for the administration, which has remained resolute until now, despite public opinion and the threat of lawsuits. Still, the reversal gives the White House a chance to say there are some places that should be off-limits to drilling without angering the domestic oil industry. The leaseholder seeking to drill the front is a Canadian company. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.